Our next item is subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr.
Mr. Chairman, before a motion's made on this one actually, for good or for bad, is sort of, I think it can be used as a good example. It was 29 lots, and the applicant basically stood up here and said, here it is. And I understand that, you know, we have an applicant who presented the case and maybe didn't have the attorneys or whatever, but we have to hold all these subdivisions to the same standards. And what the commission needs to decide on this one, especially in light of some of the other applications that may have created solid records tonight and some of the other ones we've had, is whether or not the commission has enough from the record in which it can determine that, for example, the items in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been addressed. It maybe you could say it's somewhat unfortunate that they didn't have representation or whatever, didn't know to do that, but I mean, there at least are some threshold items that need to be considered by the commission, and I'm not sure that...
That's what I was trying to get him to do. Yeah. And I asked him about the compatibility. Well, and just...
Yeah, and the how they do it, you know, the decision to have legal representation or hire an engineer or a land use consultant or whatever, it's all those options are out there, or do it yourself.
Right.
We don't really care if it's who it is. We just need to have it, you know, we need to have the items addressed, and I don't think that there's enough to go on, frankly, my opinion. But
I just think this one's a good one that sort of proves that point, especially in light of some of the recent things we've dealt with. Yeah. And I don't know. I have to tell you that I wrestle with whether or not I should start asking them to address the items in 99-9C, but frankly, I don't think it's the county's job to do that. The burden's on them. So. But anyway, that's just my sort of thoughts. I think it sort of proves a good point.
We've talked about that in the past, of whether or not we need to address that question.
After all, we want to keep our engineers employed, don't we?
Well, the gentleman who presented the case is, in fact, an engineer.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, I suppose if you wanted to, if the commission feels that there's enough of a record there from what was presented in the site plan, where the, for example, those items in 99-9C are addressed, but that's a determination for you all. But this would be an example of where, you know, you've got some pretty wide latitude, I think.
Well, it just, in addition to the fact that I think there's a lack of a record, I didn't find the plan particularly representative of the intentions of the ordinance either. I mean, we have multiple entrances on the public road, which, I mean, it's either a subdivision or it's not. Yeah, you know, it's we have these mixed county road lot / interior lot thing, which if it were done as a whole, you would have one entrance in. You would have, you know, I mean, that's how you would do it.
You mean about the parcel A, B, C,
yeah,
and D?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
typically, DelDOT comments on those A, B, C, and Ds when they come up.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
So I'm, you know, it's. I think that it has some issues, and well, that's all I got.
Mr. Chairman, for subdivision 2005-53. My recommendation is for deferral.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.